Chapter 7 Battle at French Cave. For 3 days, the boys and Kate did not see anyone. Then one morning, they heard a shout. A man came running along the river. Kate ran to meet him.
Evans!
She cried.
You're still alive!
Evans told everyone that they must get inside. He had escaped from the two criminals before sunrise. However, they were following close behind him. Evans said,
They may find the cave in an hour.
Kate and the younger boys stayed in the cave. They put beds, boxes, and other heavy things behind the door. The boys only had one small gun for hunting. Both of the criminals had big guns. The only way to fight the criminals was by surprise. The boys knew the land around the cave very well. Evans had an idea. He told the boys about it. He said,
Bryant can make the men chase him. Then he can lead the men to us.
Bryant walked a little way up the river. In a short time, he heard voices. Then he saw two men walking along the river. The two men immediately started to chase Bryant. Bryant ran. He led the men between two large boulders. Evans, Gordon, and Moko were hiding behind them. As the men ran past the boulders, Evans threw a net over them. However, only one man was caught in the net. Moko and Gordon jumped on him and took his gun away. Evans ran to fight the other criminal. But the man was too fast. The man hit Evans on the head with his gun. Evans fell to the ground and did not move. The man lifted his gun to shoot the boys. Suddenly, there was a loud sound. It came from the cliffs. The man shouted in pain and dropped the gun. Donegan had saved them by shooting the criminal in the hand. The first man threw off the net, and the two criminals ran into the woods. The boys chased them. Suddenly, they heard the sound of sticks breaking and shouts of pain. The criminals had fallen into the animal pits. Both of them were dead.